It's the same hunger that gave life to this university, the same hunger that defines so many of our parents and grandparents, including my own. You see, my parents never went to college, but they were determined to see me and my brother and all the kids in our neighborhood get a good education. So my mother volunteered at my school, helping out every day in the front office, making sure our teachers were doing their jobs, holding their feet to the fire if she thought they were falling short. I'd walk by the office, and there she'd be. I'd leave class to go to the bathroom, there she'd be again, roaming the halls, looking in the classrooms. And of course, as a kid, I have to say, that was a bit mortifying, having your mother at school all the time. But looking back, I have no doubt that my classmates and I got a better education because she was looking over those teachers' shoulders. You see, my mom was not a teacher or a principal or a school board member. But when it came to education, she had that hunger. So she believed that our education was very much her business. And we need more people who think and act like my mother and all those mothers out there. Because the education of our young people is all of our business. That's what Emperor Williams thought. That's what the folks here in New Orleans thought as they worked to rebuild this campus after Katrina. And as graduates of Dillard University, that's how we need you to think every single day for the rest of your lives. You all have opportunities and skills and education that so many folks who came before you never could have dreamed of. So just imagine the kind of impact that you're going to make. Imagine how you can inspire those around you to reach higher and complete their own education. And you can start small.